more music you love straight after this.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow up to 28 degrees, Johannesburg 26 and eMalahleni 23. Deputy Basic Education Minister Regina Maule says the class of 2024 is special because they went through difficult times. They entered high school at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020.
They just entered the secondary education at a time when this crisis took place. The government worked tirelessly to strike a balance between saving lives and the 2020 academic year.
The department is in the process of releasing the matric results for the class of 2024 in Johannesburg. Minister Siviwe Gwagube is expected to release the results any minute now. This is now in Fairland in Johannesburg, but here's what she had to say a few minutes ago.
I am pleased to announce that in the class of 2024, nearly half of our learners who wrote the NEC exams received a bachelor pass. 47.8% of our candidates qualified for admission to bachelor studies, which is a significant improvement from last year's 40% and represents the highest number of bachelor passes in recent history.
And if you don't get the results that you want tomorrow, the CEO of Boston City Campus, Ari Katz, has assured the matric class of multiple ways to further their education in the case that they don't get the results that they wanted. Here's an example of how you can do it.
If you, for example, were hoping to get a bachelor's pass, but you only got a pass for a higher certificate, it's not the end of the world. All you need to do is you could then do a higher certificate for 1 year, and you can use that higher certificate as an entry into a bachelor's the following year.
In other news, the city of Tshwane says the Temba water treatment plant in Hammanskraal is currently out of operation due to a power outage.
It is not yet known when power will be restored. Residents will be kept updated as and when there are developments.
That was the city spokesperson Lindela Mashiko saying the interruption is affecting areas like Temba, the Jubilee Hospital and Hammanskraal West. News from the continent, an offshore oil platform that was being towed from Scotland to Turkey has run aground near a beach off Tunisia's northern city of Bizerte. The news has been confirmed by AFP reporters on the scene, and according to the National Guard, the accident occurred on Saturday night when the oil rig broke away from its towboat due to bad weather, but luckily no apparent sign of damage or oil spillage has been noticed. And finally, the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan, has postponed the airing of a new Netflix show due to the Los Angeles fire. According to the BBC, the lifestyle series, which was filmed in Southern California, had been postponed after it was supposed to premiere on Wednesday. The Duchess says she doesn't want the show to divert attention away from the needs of those impacted by the fire. The state is also her home state. I'm Marlene Fischer. From myself and the rest of the team, have a good evening.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
Game start. Ah, pat, ah, pat, ah, pat, ah, pat, ah, pat, ah, pat.